Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Jesus and We Talk. First, I would like to give thanks to Jehovah God, our Creator. Jesus Christ with the Spirit of God in Him. And no, Jesus is not God, but the Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that leads, guides, and directs us in all truths. The purpose of my show is to uplift, inspire, and inform. No blaming, no judging, and no condemnation. If the studies get a little bit too much for you, just put it on the shelf. I do ask that all questions pertaining to the studies be emailed to jesusandwe@bellsouth.net so that I may give a researched and informed answer. I will dismiss myths and strongholds that have crept into the church in our daily lives, such as what really happened in the Garden of Eden. And no, Jesus was not a Jew. There will be no rapture. And the lie of the tithe. What's on your mind? Let's take it to the Word. Join me every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Blog Talk Network. I will read a testimony from my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, which can be purchased on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. I am promoting a message, not just selling a book, and it will be a gift that will keep on giving. And no, I am not a Jehovah's Witness, but I do witness for Jehovah. Book giveaway. Every 3 months, I give away 3 of my books through my main website to people seeking our Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So enter to win. I also offer an ebook version of the book or a PDF version for free, just for asking. You can now physically check out my book, He Lives, A Living Testimony, in 36 branches of the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System in Atlanta, Georgia. And if your community library doesn't have it, please ask that they add it to their catalog of books. So tune in to listen to the show, follow, and do tell a friend. My dad was a servant of the Lord, and Jehovah used him to awaken the spirit in me. Thank you, Dad. I would also like to thank every one of you for your support. Thank you for your prayers, your emails, your text messages, and your kind words. As always, I do invite you to visit my main website at www.jesusandwetalk.org for all information on upcoming studies, events, videos, bookings, interviews, and news. Tonight's show, Seeking the Favor of God and Not His Hands. Let's take it to the Word. If you have missed any of my last studies, feel free to revisit my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We to listen. Study to show yourself approved, and remember, do not leave your salvation up to any man. My name is Sharon Pelham, and I will be your host. Hold on, I'll be right back. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through this valley of shadows and death, I shall fear no evil, for Thine are with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thy prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thy anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you'd like to speak with me after the show, call in 10 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 1-718-664-6534.
For immediate release, Learning Our Part in the Creator's Plan, He Lives, A Living Testimony, was published by Outskirts Press. Outskirts Press announces the highly anticipated, motivational, and inspirational self-help book from Decatur, Georgia author Sharon V. Pelham, published December the 19th, 2013. He Lives, A Living Testimony is available worldwide on book retailer websites such as Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The webpage at www.jesusandwetalk.org was launched simultaneously with the book's publication. These testimonies are of her walk on this earth with Jehovah God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, opening up her eyes and heart to the Lord has given her insight on who our Father is, who His Son is, and the Holy Spirit. We must want this walk for ourselves. We must ask, seek, and knock. The Father is waiting with open arms. You will not remain the same. No man can give you what was sent to you from the Father. Jehovah has a plan yet to be completed. We are all in that plan. It's like being in a movie, having your very own part to play. All parts lead back to the Creator. So ask, seek, and knock our Heavenly Father for your part. Study to show yourself approved, and do not leave your salvation up to man. God does work through man, but the relationship should be a vertical one with you and our Father. Come as a child. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. For more information, contact the author at www.jesusandwetalk.org.
Dear friend, as you know or may not know, I have been seeking and searching many books, articles, internet topics, etc., for how I fit into this place called Earth. My search is ongoing. I am not saying that I have learned all there is to know about my journey, but I have certainly found much of what I was seeking. The word reads in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. 8. For everyone that asks, receives, and he that seeks, finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. This is what I did, and I can testify that it has been nothing but a rewarding journey. When I was about 17 years old, my earthly father died. At that age, there was nothing in me that could answer the question, why? So I looked up and said, I do not understand what just happened to my father. Help me. My nephew, also reared as my youngest brother, placed his hand on me and told me not to be sad. Everything would be okay. The touch of his warm hand made me feel better. I believe this was the moment that the Holy Spirit let me feel His presence. As a young adult, I felt terribly frustrated, and I knew I was not of this world. I did all the things I was expected to do. I went to college and got an education. I worked in various positions until now. In all of this, I was still searching and seeking how I fit in. One New Year's Eve, I was sitting on the floor of my apartment getting ready to do the Dick Clark thing. Yes, I was bored. I looked at the TV, and on top of it was the Bible. I picked it up, turned to the New Testament, and started reading. I did not stop for 3 days. It answered a lot of questions that I had about who and why I was. This most certainly got my attention, and now the search was on. I got married, had 3 handsome sons, and opened my own business. I believe Jehovah God allowed me to have this business so that I could take time to seek Him while earning a living. I worked the business for 15 years and then decided that I had had enough. Due to various events, a significant business closing, the state of Georgia requiring more of my money, and my mother passing, I decided to close the business. I thank God for allowing me to have the business. I asked Him, Father, what do I do now? He replied, I want you. I asked Him, What does this mean? He told me to go back and to read the Old Testament. I studied both Testaments when I was in college, but now I was going to read them for myself. The Bible answered other questions I had about the world and eternal life. My search took me to the internet, where I was able to gain knowledge of God through technology at my fingertips. Most of what I learned was not taught in church. I printed out the events that mapped Genesis to Revelations, including this present day. I have been blessed all my life. I know this is hard to believe, but it's true. I am not saying that I have not had trials and tribulations, because we need trials and tribulations to grow. If someone were to ask me the one thing I got from my studies, it would be that it is not about me. Jehovah started long ago a plan disrupted by Satan, but it still exists and will be completed real soon. If I can help someone with my story, my journey will not have been in vain. I am a living testimony to these events. I believe Jehovah God is alive, and His Son Jesus will reign on this earth someday forever. He lives. As Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who is in heaven, how holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of His dealings with His people in the past and His plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. Seeking the favor of God and not His hand. Grace is often identified as unmerited or undeserved favor. However, favor comes through obedience, not man's works. The word favor can be found 70 times in the English translation of the Bible. Favor can come in strange places, such as in a prison, especially when you are the prisoner. Remember, Joseph was falsely accused of seducing his boss's wife. He was sent to prison. While Joseph was in prison, the Lord was with him and showed him mercy and gave him favor in sight of the keeper of the prison. You can find this in Genesis 39:21. Joseph was so highly favored that the head of the prison gave him authority over all of the prisoners and did not look over Joseph's shoulder to check out his faithfulness. You can find this in Genesis 39:23. Your present condition or surroundings have nothing or no bearing on God's ability to bring favor into your life. Favor can bring unexpected income into a situation. The nation of Israel came out of bondage, and the land gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And the Hebrews didn't borrow anything. They took gold, silver, and jewels from the Egyptians. Later in the wilderness, Moses received an offering for the building of the tabernacle. Much of the gold and precious metals used to build the house of God was given in an offering, not tithing, received by the men of God. The gold of Egyptians became the wealth of the Hebrews and was used in the furniture of the tabernacle. This is a true example of the wealth of the wicked being laid up for the just. Favor can bring the right companion into your life. How? Well, a great example of this is found in the story of Ruth. She had a lot working against her. She was a widow, a stranger in the land of Israel, and a Moabite. The Jews did not take kindly to Moabites. In fact, a curse was placed upon them in Deuteronomy to the 10th generation. Ruth chose to make the break from her past, entered into a covenant with the Hebrew God, and allowed God to direct her path. When she met Bozar, she saw the man of her dreams. Ruth said to Bozar, "Let me find favor in thy sight," Ruth 2:13. Bozar allowed Ruth to glean in his barley field to help supply her and Naomi's needs. She obtained favor, and she gave her a handful of grain on purpose. You can find this in Ruth 2:6. Afterwards, he gave her 6 measures of grain, Ruth 3:15. Finally, she had his attention, and Bozar married her. From their marriage came Obed, the father of Jesse, who was the father of King David, and you can find this in Ruth 4:18 through 22. So pray and ask for favor and direction. Then do not chase a man or woman around trying to get their attention. The favor of God can act like a magnet and attract the right person into your life. Let's continue. A miracle birth of a child can be the result of favor. Many barren women in the Bible conceived after a visitation from God. Yet one received a child and certainly wasn't expecting or asking for it. Mary was engaged to Joseph and was a pure virgin. When Gabriel appeared to her, the angel announced, "Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with God," referenced in Luke 1:30. Under the Old Covenant, women not being able to conceive children was considered a sign of disfavor of God. This is why Hannah became bitter in her spirit in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah's prayers were so intense that they moved the heart of God towards her. Instead of one son, she bore 7 children, referenced in 1 Samuel 2:5. Another example of favor between God and man can be found in 1 Samuel 2:26, when God's word speaks of favor with man, and the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people. Also in Luke 2:52, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Why do you think it is important to attain favor with God? We encounter many people in a 24-hour period, our boss, our co-workers, and people we must meet with regarding appointments and business arrangements. Our entire life revolves around dealing with people. The Bible is filled with promises of favor for the believer. Proverbs 8:34, "Whosoever finds me finds life and shall attain favor of the Lord." Proverbs 13:15, "Good understanding gives favor." but the way of transgressions is hard. Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Proverbs 18:22. Whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. And Proverbs 22:1. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver or gold. Favor can help you land the deal. Favor can cause you to get the best price, bring the best contract your way, and open the doors you need open. So tonight we will ask the question, what is the favor of God and how can I seek it and not his hand? Hold on, I'll be right back. If you've missed any of my last studies, feel free to revisit my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We to listen. Welcome back. The favor of God is described as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of the Lord. When we favor our family, friends, co-workers, employees, etc., we want to be with him or her. We delight in them. We connect with them in a way we don't connect with anyone else. We favor people who favor us. In the same way, God shows favor to those who he delights in, connects with him, and gives him honor. You can read this in Isaiah 66:2. These are the ones I look on with favor, those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, it reads, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. To be perfect towards God means to seek his favor more than his hand, or seeking the favor of anyone else or ourselves. God seeks out those who love him and loves his commands. He does this so he can bless, guide, and protect us. Psalms 37:23-24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. 24. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. 6. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. This does not mean that everyone who is prosperous or healthy has found favor with God. In Jeremiah 12:1, we can read about Jeremiah's complaint when he said, 1. You are always righteous, Lord, when I bring a case before you, yet I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? Psalms 37:7 reads, 7, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wickedness and schemes. And in Psalm 73:16 it reads, 16, when I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply. 17, till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understand their final destiny. Nor does it mean that those who the Lord favors will never suffer difficulties. Many people in the Bible had the Lord's favor, but also suffered hardships. We can read in 2 Corinthians 6:4 how Paul talked of his hardship. 4. Rather, as servants of God, we commended ourselves in every way in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses. And in Acts 14:22, Paul speaking, 22, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to to the faith, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Heroes such as Noah, Moses, Daniel, and Mary were favored of the Lord, but they also struggled with difficulties like anyone else. Genesis 6:8, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Exodus 32:11, but Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. Daniel 10:19, do not be afraid. You who are highly esteemed, he said, peace. Be strong, now be strong. And in Luke 1:28, speaking of Mary, the angels went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Those who are favored of God know that God is with them and that nothing can happen to them apart from his good purpose. And you can find this in Romans 8:28. And it reads, 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. 30, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. We have his ear as we walk through dark valleys. Psalms 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. And their struggle to remain true to him will not go unrewarded. Dismissing myths and strongholds that have crept into the church and our daily lives. Want to share your testimony on Jesus and We Talk? Email it to jesusandwe@bellsouth.net. In addition to the outward evidence, God's favor can be felt in the spirit. When we have the favor of the Lord, we rest in quiet confidence that our sins are forgiven. You can find this in Romans 4:7. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. 8. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them. We are in the plan of God, and he is there for us at all times. Isaiah 4:41-10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We should walk with God as with our closest friend. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. So begin to see and appreciate the little blessings that God provides for our enjoyment, blessings that we take for granted. The Lord invites us to seek his favor, Psalms 135. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. And when we seek his favor, we should humble our hearts before him. Seek him for himself, not just for the things that we need or his blessings. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Once you have surrendered, depend, rest, and obey, he gives and arrange our lives around loving him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Mark 12:30. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. We should seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Now for one of my favorites. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And the last way to obtain favor from the Lord is to seek his wisdom. Proverbs 8:35 reads, "For those who find me," speaking of wisdom, "finds life and receive favor from the Lord." And in Psalms 5:12 it reads, "Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield." Finding favor with the Lord keeps our lives and thoughts pure because we desire to please him more than we desire to please ourselves and others. And work righteousness is in fact unrighteousness. We are not saved by our good works. If it is not performed or carried out in the name of the Lord, then we do it in vain. So when you hear of others helping others, helping the poor, buying them houses, buying them land, feeding the hungry, and someone else's name, this will be called men's work. It is done in vain. We are saved by the gift of Jesus' work on the cross. Our unrighteousness, sins, goes to him, and his righteousness comes to us. Do not trust in yourself as the works of men's righteousness, but trust in the Lord as the repentant, humble sinner who received the gift of righteousness. Confess your sins to Jesus. Receive the righteousness of God in Christ, and then celebrate with joy. Go live your life. When we have found favor with God, his delight in us will be demonstrated. He lives. Tell me what's on your mind concerning the Word of God. Let's take it to the Word, and I will send you a free print of my poster, Jesus is Lord. Favor scriptures. Let's take it to the Word. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Titus 3:4-7. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 3. If you'd like to speak with me after the show, call in 10 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 1-718-664-6534. In conclusion, early in my walk, I thought that Jehovah God created many paths. This is how He could be everywhere, all the time, omnipresent. Now I've come to know that there are really only two paths, the path of righteousness and the path of lawlessness. He doesn't create our destiny because we have free will, but it's the path that we take that creates our destiny. You have no control over others, and we all come with a will that even Jehovah God won't touch. He lives. I hope you enjoyed tonight's study. So repent, surrender, depend, rest, and obey. Okay, contact information. Again, you can always come back to listen to this study and past studies. www.blogtalkradio.com/JesusAndWe. My main website is www.JesusAndWeTalk.org. For bookings, interviews, workshops, video, conferences, reading of the book, book signings, and news. There, you can access my WordPress blog website and my book giveaway. Enter to win. My email address, jesusandwe@bellsouth.net. My mailing address, Post Office Box 373306, Decatur, Georgia, 30037. And do tell a friend.
It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's all about He. Everything I used to say, all the things I used to play, I must have been out of my mind.
blessed.